Well, right now it's time to be joined by Christian Thorndot. I was going to mix up her name like people used to mix up my name. I always used to be called Miles Marshall. I remember when I went to school, first time I ever had a check-in at school, the teacher was calling off the roll call, and she was mentioning names, and you had to say here. And she got to my name, and she went, Miles Marshall. And I sat there. She went, Miles Marshall. And I sat there. And she went, what's your name? So I said, well, my name's Marshall Miles. It's not Miles Marshall. She thought I was, at a young age, pranking her. But I wasn't. Miles Marshall wasn't my name. And Christian Daughter Thorn isn't the name I should use. Thorn Christian Daughter will be joining us now. If she wants to still join us from Main Street Magazine, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Flashback to my first grade adventures, and I can it's funny what you can remember from that young on, but that was such a standout moment because the teacher got mad at me.
Oh.
Yeah, because she thought I was, you know, pulling her leg in first grade. How can you pull somebody's leg in first grade? You don't even know how to be sarcastic yet in first grade. Well, anyway.
You do it accidentally.
Accidentally. That's what led me to a life of radio, as a matter of fact, yeah. Probably. Well, let's take a look at some of the stories that we can see in Main Street Magazine, which is on newsstands throughout our area and also online at mainstreetmag.com. Going carbon neutral in upstate New York.
Lori Kerr has shared this with us, and it's a little... there's a little bit of history, but it's about how we're going to go carbon neutral and why New York, upstate New York, I should clarify, is a little bit different than the rest of the country and why we're ahead up here. And I thought particularly interesting that if you look at our carbon emissions, you know, for each person, excluding, you know, work circumstances, you can basically break it down to 40% comes from your home, 40 from your car, and the remaining 20 comes from 20%. From stuff like what you eat, the things you buy, etc. And she kind of walks you through ways that you can lower those percentages.
You know, all of New York State has a plan to go carbon neutral.
I don't think
it's going to get through the legislature. I just don't. Mm. I think it's one of those things where big corporations and unions are going to put it off as long as they can. But you're right. The more you're out in like in upstate New York, in rural areas, it's far easier to go carbon neutral. Far easier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's tough for us out here is we can't realistically switch over to electric vehicles here full time, simply because in the wintertime, if you get let's say weeks on end where it's below zero, your charge is going to evaporate quickly. And also, we have major power outages, and that's one thing. The power grid would have to be updated here for everybody to go to driving electric cars full time, simply because if the power went out for 2 or 3 days, you're stuck in your house.
The thing with these types of things, you know, there are geographic hindrances for, you know, like solar. You know, solar wouldn't work very well in Iceland, for example, where I come from, because it's dark all winter long, you know, for, you know, the winter down. And then, as you just mentioned, the temperature does play a major factor in some of these more, environmentally friendly ways. You know, we're not in Southern California where it doesn't, you know, affect it. It's ideal conditions there for some of these things.
You know, it's interesting because somebody pointed out to me, they said, do you realize that in India they use plastic in the roadways, they melt it down? So I said, well, yeah, they can do that in India because it doesn't get to be 15 below. But then I said to the person, do you realize that in a lot of this country, asphalt is made with a lot of glass? Recycled mm-hmm. glass. They said, really? So I said, yeah. And that holds up better to temperature variance. It's not used very widely up here because that's still affected by cold weather. But yeah, going carbon neutral is really going to be a section by section, I think, all over the world, whether you're in New York State or Connecticut or in India or wherever it is. It all depends where you are, how carbon neutral you can go.
Exactly. But, you know, if we all try to do our part, then every little bit will help.
That's right. We're successful. I mean, I never thought of myself as somebody that separates food waste from regular garbage waste.
Mm-hmm.
I recycle cans now. I do all that stuff. And also, when I drive into work in my car, I try to keep my big vehicle in between 25 and 27 miles a gallon. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. Follow the speed limit is one of them if you're driving a car that uses gasoline, because it's more efficient when you're around the speed limit. Well, anyways.
It is, and people don't even realize that the speed limit is set for a reason.
So, anyways, it's a great story about going carbon neutral in New York State. And most people in New York State especially are going to be interested in that because, like I said, the legislature voted to try to go carbon neutral, I think, by 2025 or 2030, something like that.
I think Lori had mentioned in there 2040 they're trying to go carbon neutral by.
All right. A story that we have been following closely here in Connecticut for many, many months now, when the state just decided to cut down a bunch of trees where they thought it was unsafe, and they didn't forewarn anybody. They didn't have any public hearings on how to do it, and it created a big stir that is finally being with the state from now on. Before they do anything like this, they're going to be very open about it. They're going to have meetings about it. But a great story on Speaking for the Trees, and it directly relates to the tree cut that was done on the edge of Sharon and in Cornwall by the Housatonic River.
Yeah, Griffin spoke to some of the folks there, but it was the citizens that acted on behalf of the old growth trees in the Housatonic Meadow State Park. And I'm sure you probably know the ins and outs of it, so please jump in. But Griffin spoke to them about what had happened in January and before then and what's been happening since and kind of the significance of it. And as you mentioned, now they're not doing it without letting anyone know. And just added in there how the old growth and the importance of it.
What's interesting is the state should know this. Years and years and years ago, the covered bridge in West Cornwall needed to be painted like it needs every several years, and the state painted it, and they painted it in the wrong color.
Oh.
Now, it was a similar color, but it was the wrong color. Well, of course, there was outrage not only from people in West Cornwall and from the area, but people that came to see the covered bridge. And and the state then, of course, found the right paint and painted it the right color. Early on in this saga with the trees, the state basically said, oh, this is a safety thing. It's better for the river. And even when they had the first meeting with people that complained, they basically said they were sorry, they were in the future, they would do this, but they didn't say how they were going to rectify it or anything like that. They just apologized. But then Maria Horn and other legislators got involved along with these people, and certain guidelines have been made up now to prevent something like that happening. Bring in the public, find ways you can make the area safe, come up with a replanting plan so more trees are planted once again. And it took these people to go out and protest to bring this about. And that's the great thing about this country. If you do peaceful protesting, you do it the right way, you can force change. It might not be the full loaf that you were looking for, but in cases like this, the old adage, a half a loaf is better than no loaf at all.
For sure.
So people read the story. It's an extensive story, and it's a good story. A great story with Lee Davis, Going Home Again.
Yeah, Griffin sat down with Lee. And she is has been up in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, for a while. And the story takes us through her quite fascinating journey, how she came to be in Great Barrington all the way from Ireland. She was here on vacation and that's kind of stuck here and just fell in love. So she and her three children moved here. And since then, she's become an integral part of the community there and is now works in the community and is making major impact there.
You know, what's great about that story is if certain things hadn't happened, she wouldn't be making that impact. That's the whole thing about reading the story and seeing what your adventures and trials and tribulations in life lead to, where she has made it. It shows where one person can make an impact in a community and other people join in with them.
For sure. I mean, what you're referring to is when she was writing, had a column there that I think was biweekly, if I remember correctly. And she had been there for a while and was struggling a little bit as a single mom of three and indicated in her column that she might be leaving. And one of her readers reached out and they offered her a job. And, the rest is kind of history, if you will. But it just shows that, that people do listen and people are affected. And then, the effects that that will have on, can have on your life as well.
Well, that's the whole thing. the small links with people that you don't know that lead to something like that, and then lead to a life that she leads now, and the benefit for other people that have no idea who she is mm-hmm. is one of those things that make human beings. It's one of the things that make being a human great. There's so many bad things that happen with human beings. It's nice to hear these stories.
Well, that's what we're all about, trying to spread the good and the positive.
All right. Well, the good and the positive are spread through Main Street Magazine. And it's available for free pickup throughout the tri-state area and also online at mainstreetmag.com. Thorin, I promise I'll do the introduction much better next week.
That sounds good. I'm used to it, though.
My name got straightened out years ago simply because I'm on the radio and you heard so much. So I apologize for transferring your name, and we'll speak to you next week.
Sounds good. Stay warm in the summer. Bye-bye.
Thorin Christendotter and Main Street Magazine here on Robin Hood Radio. And you can find them, of course, at mainstreetmag.com and at locations for free throughout the tri-state region.